Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching an episode of the series The Virtues of Ramadan. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, if I give up all my awrad and wazaif and devote all my time reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, upon this the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, this will be sufficient to remove your worries and your sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today our topic is Sahari and Iftari. We'll be listening about the blessings of Sahari and the rewards of doing Iftari. Before listening, let's make some good intentions so that we keep on gaining good rewards while listening to this episode. Firstly, make the good intention to listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to listen to this episode till the very end, to act upon the knowledge that you earn, and to share the knowledge that you earn. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, millions of thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, who has granted us a great blessing in the form of fast. One of whose important parts is Sahari, whereby we can attain not only energy, but also a lot of reward by divine mercy. Even though unlike us, our noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not need to eat or drink, but he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also used to eat sahari for our ease, so that his devotees would also eat, considering it as a sunnah of their beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and in this way they would get energy during the day as well as reward for practicing a blessed sunnah. Some Islamic brothers, they boast if they ever happen to fast without consuming sahari meal. O devotees of Rasul, there is nothing extraordinary in fasting without sahari. In fact, one should regret and feel remorse to have missed a great sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Sharafuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with so much strength that I can spend my whole life without eating, drinking, and without fulfilling other needs of mine, but I avoid doing so because it isn't the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To me, abiding by sunnah is better than 1,000 years worship. Anyhow, the beauty of all deeds lies in following the sunnah of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the beginning of time, it was not allowed to eat and drink after waking up from sleep at night. After the sunset, the fasting person could eat and drink only before he went to sleep. Once he went to sleep, he wasn't allowed to eat or drink after waking up. However, Allah Azza wa Jal had mercy upon his servants and gave them permission to eat as sahari. Therefore, mentioning the reason of permission to eat and drink after waking up from sleep, Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has quoted the following account in the Quran commentary Ghazain al-Afan. He writes, Sayyidina Sarma bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very hard working man. One evening, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned home after having worked all day long on the fields in the state of fast. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked his wife for food and she began to prepare it for him. As he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very tired, he fell asleep. When the food was cooked, his wife woke him up, But he radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused to eat because in those days, eating food after waking up from sleep at night was not allowed. Therefore, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu fasted the next day without eating anything. And as a result, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu became so weak that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed out. So, the following verse was revealed in the Holy Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman. And eat and drink until the white thread becomes distinct to you from the black thread at dawn. Then complete the fast till the coming of night. This blessed verse refers to the night as a black thread and dawn as a white thread. This shows that eating during the night in Ramadan is permissible. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we learned something really important from this as well. We have also learned that fast has nothing to do with the Fajr Azan. It is not permitted to continue eating during the Fajr Azan. You must stop eating and drinking altogether as soon as Subh Sadiq breaks, whether the Azan has been uttered or not, and whether you can hear the Azan or not. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, moving forward, let's listen to some sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding eating sahari. Number one, eat sahari because it is a blessed food. Number two, the distinguishing factor between us and the people of the book that are the Ahli Kitab lies in eating sahari. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Number three, Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels send mercy upon the people who eat sahari. Number four, when beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to call one of his companions to eat sahari, he would say, come and eat the blessed food. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of the Madani channel, we're listening to blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding eating sahari. Number five, eat sahari to gain strength for fast and take rest in the afternoon to gain strength for worshipping at night. Number six, sahari is a blessing Allah Azza wa Jal has granted you, therefore do not miss it. Number seven, there are three kinds of people that will not be held accountable no matter how much they eat, inshallah Azza wa Jal, provided that the food is halal. Number one, a fasting person at the time of iftar. Number two, the one who eats a sahari. And number three, a warrior that protects the Islamic border in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Saying number eight, sahari is full of blessings, so do not miss it even if you drink just a sip of water. Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels send mercy upon the people who consume sahari. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the sayings of the Noble Prophet ﷺ teach us that sahari is Allah's great bounty, which has numerous physical and spiritual benefits for us. That is why the Holy Prophet ﷺ called it a blessed breakfast. Sayyidina Irbad bin Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu was narrated that once the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam called him to eat sahari with him during the month of Ramadan and said, come for a blessed breakfast. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to say to me, at the time of sahari, I intend to fast, give me something to eat. So I used to give him some dates and a water in a cup. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have learned that eating sahari is a sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and eating dates and drinking water at sahari is another sunnah. Our Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has also encouraged us to eat dates at sahari time. Sayyidina Sa'ib bin Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, dates are an excellent sahari. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has also said, for a believer, dates are an excellent sahari. Dear viewers of Madani channel, eating dates and drinking water together is in a condition for sahari. If someone drinks a little bit of water with the intention of sahari, the sunnah will be fulfilled. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to the mustahab time for sahari. The famous Arabic dictionary Al-Qamus says that Sahri is the food that is eaten in the morning. A great Hanafi scholar has said, some scholars have said that the time of Sahri begins at midnight. Delay in Sahri is mustahab, as it is mentioned in the hadith that Sayyidina Ya'la bin Murra radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, there are three things that Allah azza wa jal likes. Number one, to eat iftar without delay after sunset. Number two, to delay sahri. And number three, to place one hand over the other while standing in salah. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have heard that it is mustahab to delay sahri. Now let's listen to what that means. To delay sahri is mustahab and also earns us more reward, but it shouldn't be delayed to the extent that the time of dawn seems to be starting. Here a question arises as to what is meant by a delay in sahri. Commenting on the delay in sahri, a renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated in Tafsir al-Naimi, this delay refers to the sixth part of the night. Sahri must not be delayed to the extent that the time of Subhi Sadiq seems to be starting. Some people keep eating after dawn during the Azan saying, listen, the sound of Masjid's Azan is still coming, and if they do not eat, they at least drink water to close their fast. This doesn't close the fast. In fact, it leaves the fast completely open and makes it invalid. Closing the fast has nothing to do with the Fajr Azan. It is absolutely vital that one should stop eating before Subhi Sadiq. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant every Muslim proper sense and ability to carry out worships such as Salah and fasting according to their stipulated times. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic of Sahri is over. Now let's move over to iftari. One should not delay in iftar when it is certain that the sun has set. Do not wait for any azan. Eat or drink something instantly, but eating fresh or dried dates or drinking water is sunnah. After eating the date or drinking water, recite this dua. Allahumma inni laka suntu wa bika amantu wa alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Translation: Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I fasted for you and I have faith in you and I put my trust in you and I do iftar with the sustenance given by you. Remember, the azan is not a condition for the iftar at all. Imagine how the people living in far-flung areas where there is no masajid or the sound of azan does not reach there be able to do iftar in this situation. The Maghrib azan is uttered for the Maghrib salah, not for iftar. It will be very appropriate if the following announcement is made thrice immediately after the sunset. Say it loudly one time. O fasting people, do iftar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many virtues of doing iftar. Let's listen to a few virtues. Number one, Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, people will always remain well as long as they hasten to do iftar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as soon as it is certain that the sun has set, one should instantly do iftar by eating a date or drinking water, etc. and recite the dua afterwards so that iftar is not delayed. Number two, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, my ummah will remain steadfast in my sunnah as long as they do not wait for the stars to appear for iftar. Number three, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that Allah azza wa jal has stated, amongst my servants, the one hastening to do iftar is dearer to me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If you want to be dear to Allah Azza wa Jal, Do not engage yourselves in any activity at the time of iftar and do iftar instantly. Number 4, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I never saw the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam offer the Maghrib Salah before eating iftar. He would do iftar first, even if it was with a sip of water. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, anyone who gives provisions to a ghazi or a Hajj pilgrim, or looks after his family in the absence, or serves a fasting person with iftar, will be rewarded the same as him without any reduction in their reward. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What glad tidings! Whoever furnishes a ghazi with provisions will be rewarded the same as him. Whoever financially assists a Hajj pilgrim will be rewarded the same as him. Whoever serves a fasting person with iftar will be rewarded the same as the fasting person, and there will be no reduction in their rewards. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. However, it must be remembered that asking people for money in order to perform Hajj or Umrah is haram. And it is also a sin to give anything to such a person. Sayyidina Salman Farsi has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, if anyone serves a fasting Muslim with iftar, angels will pray for his forgiveness in Ramadan. And Jibreel alayhi salam will pray for his forgiveness at Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Look how great the blessings and bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal are. If a Muslim provides someone with a date or a sip of water for iftar in the holy month of Ramadan, the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal pray for his forgiveness in Ramadan, also pray for his forgiveness at Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. According to a narration, if anyone serves a person with iftar in Ramadan with halal earnings, the angels will send durood upon him at every night in Ramadan, and Jibreel alayhi salam will shake his hands with such a person at Laylatul Qadr. If Jibreel alayhi salam shake hands with a person, his eyes will shed tears due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his heart will become soft. Another hadith states that if someone serves a fasting Muslim with water, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him drink water from my pond, that is Hawz-e Kawthar, and he will not feel thirst till he enters heaven. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Salman bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, and the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, when you do iftar, do it with a fresh or dry date, because it is a blessed, and if you have neither, then do iftar with water, because it is a purifier. This hadith encourages us to do iftar with fresh or dry dates, because it is sunnah to do so. But if you have neither of them, then you can use water as it is a purifier. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to do iftar with fresh dates before the Maghrib Salah. If the dates were not available, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would eat a few dry dates instead, and if they were not available either, he would drink a few handfuls of water. The foregoing blessed hadith describes the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would initially prefer fresh dates for iftar. If they weren't available, then dry dates, and if they weren't available either, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would drink water. Therefore, we should first attempt to do iftar with sweet fresh dates, which is the sweet sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If they aren't available, then dry dates, and if that isn't available either, then water. Dear viewers of Madani channel, many blessed ahadith encourage us to use dates at sahri and iftar. Eating dates, drinking date soak water, and using dates as a cure are all sunnahs. Dates contain many blessings and cures for many diseases. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the ajwa date is from heaven. It is a cure for poison. A hadith in Bukhari states that if anyone eats 7 ajwa dates in the morning before eating anything else, he will remain safe from magic and poison that day. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, eating dates in the morning before eating anything else kills the stomach worms. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, dua is accepted at the time of iftar. A fasting Muslim is very fortunate because he continuously earns the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. When he makes dua at the time of iftar, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts his dua due to his grace and mercy. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, at the time of iftar, for the fasting person, there is a dua which is not rejected. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, there are three types of duas that are not rejected. Number one, the dua of a fasting person at the time of iftar. Number two, the dua of a just ruler. And number three, the dua of the oppressed. The dua of these three persons are lifted above the clouds by Allah Azza wa Jal, and the gates of the skies are open for them. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, I swear by my glory, I will definitely help you, though with a little today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is better to do iftar with one or half a date and then clean the mouth properly and offer salah with complete jama'ah. These days, people eat fruits, fried things, etc. in the masjid and join jama'at without cleaning their mouths properly, whereas there shouldn't be a single bit of food or taste in the mouth. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, nothing is more troublesome for the kiraman katibin, the two angels that record deeds, than seeing their companion offer salah in such a condition that something is stuck between their teeth. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now dear viewers, what should we do at the time of iftar? Do iftar with one or two dates and then make a dua. At least recite one dua masura, which is the supplications that have been mentioned in the Quran or the hadith. Learn at least one of the supplications that were made by the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam at various occasions. One well-known dua to be recited after iftar has already been mentioned. Here is another dua. Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. That is, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I fasted for you and did iftar with sustenance given by you. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the hadith mentioned earlier states that supplications made at the time of iftar are not rejected. Sometimes a question arises as to why the effect of our prayers being answered has not yet taken place, whereas many ahadith affirm it. Dear viewers of Madani channel, don't worry in case of apparent delays. The respected father of Ala Hazrat, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated on page 7 of his book, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said that every dua contains at least one of the following three advantages. Number one, either the person who is making the dua, his sins are forgiven. Number two, he gets benefit. Or number three, he will get its reward in the afterlife. In the afterlife, when man sees the reward of his prayers that were not answered, he will wish that none of his prayers were answered in this world and all his prayers would have been stored for the afterlife. Dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see? Supplications are always beneficial. Therefore, one should not be lazy in making supplications even if the effect does not appear in this world. Surely, you will get the reward in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we heard different virtues of doing sahri and different virtues of doing iftar. Sahri and iftari are main and significant part of this blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us to do sahri and iftari in this blessed month of Ramadan. Do sahri and iftari according to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ramadan, Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.